Hearing God's Call, an audio introduction to the Catholic faith. This is the 29th of a 30-session program produced by the Catholic Inquiry Centre, an agency of the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference. The title of this session is The Church in the Modern World, Catholic Social Teaching. The mission that Jesus gave to the Catholic Church is to make disciples of all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to observe all the commands he gave. See Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28, verses 19 to 20. One of the challenges that the Church faces is identifying practical implications that arise from the teachings of Jesus. Over 120 years ago, Pope Leo XIII wrote a document on the relationship of capital and labor. Since then, popes and bishops reflecting upon social questions have regularly added to a body of work that has become known as Catholic social teaching. In this session, we explore 10 principles or main themes that have been identified in this growing body of teaching. Information from this session is drawn from the work of an American Jesuit priest named William Byron, who has been writing and teaching on this subject for many years. Father Byron lists 10 principles of Catholic social teaching. 1. The principle of human dignity. 2. The principle of respect for human life. 3. The principle of association. 4. The principle of participation. 5. The principle of preferential protection for the poor and vulnerable. 6. The principle of solidarity. 7. The principle of stewardship. 8. The principle of subsidiarity. 9. The principle of human equality. 10. The principle of the common good. We briefly address each principle in turn. 1. The principle of human dignity. According to this principle, it is not what you do or what you have that gives you a claim on respect. It is simply being human that establishes your dignity. Every person is worthy of being treated with respect, regardless of race, age, sex, national origin, religion, sexual orientation, employment or economic status, health, intelligence, achievement, or any other differentiating characteristic. 2. The principle of respect for human life. According to this principle, human life at every stage of development and decline is precious and therefore worthy of protection and respect. It is always wrong to directly attack innocent human life. For Catholics, the sacredness of human life is part of any moral vision for a just and good society. 3. The principle of association. The basis of human society is the family. It is for this reason that family stability should always be protected and promoted. Human dignity is protected, growth fostered, and the common good promoted through individuals associating in families and in other social institutions. 4. The principle of participation. Every human person has a right to participate in education and meaningful work, and to enjoy the fruits of their labor through access to sufficient food and adequate shelter in an environment of peace and security. 5. The principle of preferential protection for the poor and vulnerable. If the good of all is to prevail, preferential protection must be given to those who are powerless and poor. Ensuring that those who are poor and vulnerable are given preferential treatment helps maintain a healthy society. 6. The principle of solidarity. In a Catholic understanding of things, we are our brothers and sisters' keepers, wherever they live. As one human family living in a world that is increasingly interdependent, learning to love our neighbour has a global dimension. 7. The principle of stewardship. The steward is a manager, not an owner. In an era of growing awareness about our physical environment, the Catholic tradition calls on all people to recognize a sense of moral responsibility for the protection of the environment, specifically of farms, forests, wetlands, the sea and lakes, of air, water, soil and of minerals, oil and other natural deposits. The responsibilities of stewardship also look toward our use of our personal talents, with a view to paying attention to our personal health and our use of personal property. 8. The principle of subsidiarity. The principle of subsidiarity states that no higher level of organization should perform any function that can be handled efficiently and effectively at a lower level of organization by human persons who are closer to the problem or issue. This principle can be applied in a wide variety of settings, but its application is most pressing in relation to the exercise of government. 9. The principle of human equality. One of the earliest ethical stirrings felt in the developing human person is a sense of what is fair and what is unfair. The simple human principle of fairness underlies the notion of what we mean by human equality. One definition of justice is treating equals equally or rendering to each person his or her due. 10. The principle of the common good. The common good is understood as the social conditions that allow people to reach their full human potential and to realize their human dignity. A sense of community is developed and enhanced when groups, neighbors, regions, and nations make decisions informed by a scale of values that balance the needs of individuals with the needs of the community and society more broadly. We now set aside some time for personal reflection. You might want to press the pause button and spend some time either writing or drawing your response to each of the three questions. Question number one. The bedrock of Catholic social teaching is the dignity of the human person. What does this statement mean to you? Every person is worthy of being treated with respect. Question 2. While the basis of human society is the family, many people's experience of family is less than ideal. What can you do to enrich your family life? And question 3. As you bring this session to prayer, think of all the things that you do that show your respect for the dignity of those you deal with on a regular basis. Ask God to assist you in developing new ways to show respect to them. Two films that are available on DVD that might help to explore the issue of church in the modern world, Catholic social teaching, are On the Waterfront and Dead Man Walking. Made in 1954, On the Waterfront was directed by Elia Kazan and stars Marlon Brando. Dead Man Walking was made in 1995, stars Susan Sarandon, and was directed by Tim Robbins. One of the best scenes, which combines Catholic social teaching with the experiences and suffering of Jesus, comes from the 1954 Oscar winner, On the Waterfront. It is a powerful sermon from the port chaplain, a no-holds-barred criticism of the exploiting bosses, a support for the men and their families, a focus on Christ crucified. Social justice is for women and men, so the scenes in Dead Man Walking between Sister Helen Prejean and the prisoner to be executed, her support for him, her prayer with him enabling him to confess, are a reminder the church should be present even in the grief of a man who is paying for his crimes. We conclude this session with a prayer. Dear God, help me, I am lost. The road ahead is unclear. I know I am moving, but I am unsure that it is in the right direction. I trust that while I think I am lost, you are in fact guiding me. I am confident that you will never leave me, and my faith in you gives me the strength to deal with whatever lies ahead of me. Thank you, God, for your belief in me. Amen.